Hi there, Karar. My name is Paul. I'm the Regional Pricing Director. Mary wanted me to get on the line here to get you the details of how the service works and answer any questions that you have. Also to apply a reduced rate, make it affordable. Now, you've been in business for 10 years. You qualify for an established business rate. Now, I know Mary does a good job of outlining at least the basics of our service. Did you have any questions for me at this point other than the price?
Actually, the price and also when is going to be my account going to be active.
Okay. So, I mean, we can get your account active as quick as today, and then we'd get you through to a client interview technician. We do still want to make sure that you're providing the same services. If anything has changed, we want to be updated on that as well. As far as pricing goes, it's going to be a reduced rate here. You'd be looking at exactly $249.00. So it would bill once a month for that $249. That's the exact amount. No taxes or fees or surcharges or lead fees. And, of course, that rate will never go up on you.
And also cancellation anytime with no charges, right?
Correct. It is month to month. There's no contract. You can stop at any time for any reason. No questions asked. No fees involved. You can also pause it if you end up getting more work than you can take on or need to go on vacation. You can pause the service even seasonally if necessary.
Okay. And also, like, actually, to be honest, like, I keep getting calls, which is they're going to do send your guys' service. They post me on Google and also a lot of things for only $100 a month.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
so,
I don't trust them because, I mean, I trust you guys, so that's why.
Right. So, I mean, we do have a lower rate, but it's only for 25 miles. I mean, you service 50 miles, so this is a comprehensive package that includes everything to get you on that first page. A lot of times when it's as low as that, you're only getting a verified listing, which you already have. So, you know, this is exactly what you would need for your 50-mile radius to get your company on that first page and get your phone ringing. So, I mean, like
how
I said,
about,
we do.
How about 25 miles?
25 miles, you're looking at $199.
So, that's not a big difference.
It's not a big difference, yeah. For the extra 25 miles with Facebook ads included, keep in mind it's not just local SEO. You have Facebook ads, social media, Google, Bing, Yelp, Facebook, Apple Maps. You know, it's everything that you would need to be standing out ahead of your competitors and be on that first page to get your phone ringing. So, like I said, it's a comprehensive program. It is, though, on a flat rate, so it's a lot easier to budget for than like a lead-based service. And no matter how many calls you get or jobs you do, it is a flat rate.
Well, okay, that's perfect. And also, I'm going to change my company name, which is
okay.
No more KA7. So, yeah, it's going to be Service Professional Heating and Cooling.
Service Professional Heating and Cooling?
Yeah, Professional. Yeah,
Professionals with an S?
Professional.
Okay, gotcha.
Heating and Cooling.
And the heating and cooling, the and between the heating and cooling, is it the word AND spelled out or the ampersand, the symbol for the word? The symbol?
Just the symbol, yeah.
Okay, gotcha. So Service Professionals Heating and Cooling, has anything else changed? Has the phone number changed? Or?
Actually, no. The phone number is going to be the same.
And is that the 408-599-6059, the number we're speaking on now?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Do you still have the same address, email address, though, the ka7.llc2021@gmail.com?
Correct, yeah.
Okay. And the business is still service-based, right?
Yeah.
You go out to the customer, no one's coming to you, there's no brick-and-mortar showroom or physical address that you would want us to be promoting for your business online?
Actually, I can't give my house address, right?
Yeah, no, I mean, I just wanted to make sure. We do have an address on file, the 845 Mallory Avenue, apartment 149.
Right,
is that,
right, yeah, no.
That's still current for you? Okay, perfect. Yeah.
Yeah.
And everything still works the same. I mean, Google knows that most service-based businesses are kind of run from the home. So, you know, they don't expect you to maintain a showroom or a brick and mortar location when you're going out to the customer.
Yeah, that's right.
Perfect. So like I said, it's still going to be that flat rate. It's still on a month-to-month basis. There's no long-term contract. Of course, we want the opportunity to get your phone ringing and earn your business. Is the business then licensed and insured now?
Actually, to be honest, not licensed yet, but I'm working on my license.
You're working on it.
Because, you know,
okay.
Yeah, I'm working on it.
Gotcha. Perfect. Well, that's good. And now seems to be better timing then to brand the business online, right?
That's right. Yeah, that's why I say, okay, let me take that one. Because I'm still working with a company. It's a big company, you know. And then I do have some time for my business. So that's why I'm doing both.
Good.
And also, I'm studying right now to get my license as well, for C20 contractor license.
Of course.
Yeah, so this process takes a little bit of time, you know. So in
the
meantime, I can make some money and then get some reviews to my business, you know, to build, like, good business.
To start transitioning towards getting the business up and running, getting more phone calls, more jobs, more opportunities, and then, you know, eventually maybe even taking it full time. Yeah, that sounds like a good plan.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Sure. Yep. Yes, sir.
So if you don't have any questions for me, again, we would like to schedule a client interview with our technician so that we can just kind of make sure everything is still the same, services, hours of operation, mission statement, things like that. That first payment of just $249, how did you want to take care of that? MasterCard, Visa, American Express, Discover, what's going to work best for you?
I think my Visa card on the file, right?
Yeah, it ends 29/23.
Three, correct. Yeah, that one.
And the expiration of February 2027, that's still active and current?
Yes, sir.
With the three digits on the back of 204?
Correct.
Okay, perfect. So since we are reducing the rate, in fact, it's a lot lower than what you were paying before. It's $249. I'm required to read the voice verification before I can process that payment of $249. The voice verification is recorded, but of course you can stop me at any time if you have a question or if you want me to clarify my question. I do have that pulled up, and it does read as follows. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification, Karar. This part of the call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you. It says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order for the sake of the recording this time, can you please restate the new name of your business as you want it to appear online?
It's going to be Service Professionals Heating and Cooling.
Perfect. And that's exactly how I do have that, with the ampersand, the symbol for the word and between heating and cooling. And then please state your name and your official title within the business.
My full name, Karar Al-Basri. My business, which is HVAC.
And you're the owner of the business, right?
Correct. I am the owner, yeah.
Okay, perfect. And then as the owner of Service Professionals Heating and Cooling, Karar, you are, of course, then authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of the business, right?
Right.
Of course. You make all the decisions for your company. And then for the billing information that you did provide, of course, you are an authorized user on that account as well, that Visa card in your name, right?
Right.
Of course. It does say to get results as fast as possible. It's important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Again, our job is to make sure that the people in your service area who need your services are, in fact, able to contact you. So for that reason, we do specifically request that you do, in fact, agree to be both receptive and responsive in a timely fashion to phone calls, emails, and text messages coming from both my company and from your potential customers. Karar, of course, you would agree to that, right?
Correct.
Perfect. As long as you answer the phone when it rings, you're going to do well with the service. Now, it does say in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, We do ask that you continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. Again, it is month-to-month, no contract. The reason that we do ask, though, is we want to make sure that all of your business information online is accurate, current, and consistent. So we're not actually saying you cannot hire someone else, although you definitely will not need to. We are, though, just saying if you do decide to hire someone who you think might also create content for your business online, we ask that you do at least let us know so we can make sure that all of that information is always accurate. Mr. Albasi, that is fair enough, right?
Sure. Yeah, fair enough.
Perfect. Perfect. And then with the reduction in the cost, with it still being a month-to-month service, this next part reads as follows. It says your payment for the initial term, including any setup fee, will be charged today, the 31st of October, in the very reduced total amount of just $249.00. That $249 is a fixed flat rate, which means it will never go up. Not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny. It is an exact amount, meaning no taxes or fees or surcharges of any kind. There's no lead fees whatsoever. The calls come directly to you. This does include content on Google, Bing, all the additional relevant directories, as well as voice-activated searches like Google Home, Amazon Alexa, Siri on a smartphone, etc. My company will incur the hard costs of running the paid Facebook ads on behalf of your business. And, of course, this does include the website that will get going again with the changes to the business name and anything else that is needing to be updated. Now, when the term is completed, the agreement will be set to automatically renew with recurring billing on the 31st of the month and that same exact reduced rate of $249.00. Again, that $249 will never go up on you, and it is an exact amount. Now, the service itself, like I mentioned again, and as you are already aware, is month-to-month. That means no contract. You can stop at any time for any reason. No questions asked. No fees involved. You can even pause the service if you get too much work or need to go on vacation. If necessary, the service could be paused seasonally by simply contacting our client support team. All that we do request, though, to prevent charges to your next month of service is that you would contact our client support team at least 3 days before your billing date. And that, again, is simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
I understand and I agree.
Okay, that does in fact conclude the voice verification. You will, in about a minute here, receive a confirmation email through our automated system. It does have our client support phone number and the hours of operation on there, but you may already have it. You can reach a live client support agent Monday through Friday. That's going to be 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. I'm going to change the billing date on here. It billed on today's date, but it's going to need to be updated for your future payments here. So I'm going to update that to the 31st, just because the start date is different than it was before. So I'm going to update that. And then I'm going to
send it. And then it's going to be after today?
It's going to be active today. We are going to still want to do that client interview, though. And are you going to be available later on today? Let's see. We could get you in.
What time?
We could do 2 o'clock if that works out for you.
Yeah, perfect. No problem.
Okay. So it's going to be scheduled.
Actually, no.
How about 3? Or does tomorrow work better for you?
No, today at 3.
Okay, so we'll schedule it today at 3. The call itself might get to you a few minutes after 3, get to you, like I said, it's a 1-hour window for a half an hour phone call. If I am available between phone calls, I'll be on the beginning part of that call to introduce you to your technician, answer any questions you have before handing it over to them. If not, they'll call you on their own. Everything is all set up on my end. And then you did let me see if the system has sent it out again. So you should receive a new, yes, you did. So the new Local Splash initial invoice email was sent out to you again, and in a minute you'll also receive through our automated system the client support information, the welcome email. But if you've got a moment now, if you can open up that Local Splash initial invoice email, you click on it, and it says, thank you for choosing Local Splash. Your invoice is located below the email. Then it says, please click here to accept the subscription terms. If you click on the blue, click here. Looks like maybe the link has expired. Were you able to open that up?
The link has expired.
That's what it says on my end, too.
Expired.
I wonder if I can resend it manually here since everything's been updated. Let me try to send that out to you manually. I'm not sure why the link has expired, but I'm pretty sure we do need to send it back out to you. Let me send it back out to you again.
Sure.
I did send you a new one.
Just waiting for the internet.
Let me update my page here. Okay. So on my end, it says it's still in processing. It's still sending it out to you.
Oh, okay.
Did you receive it or not? Not yet. The new one?
No. Nope, not yet.
Okay.
Not
okay.
Yet.
You should get it, but it looks a little bit different than it did before, but it's still the same thing. We just want you to confirm that you are the holder and the signer of the card on file. Then type in your name as it appears there. Case sensitive, of course. If you copy and paste it, be careful to not copy a space before or after. But once you put that and name in there, click the confirm signature. You got the new email? Or you just understand what I'm asking you? Oh.
Actually, I got the new one, but it's still expired, too.
Really? Okay.
The same thing. You think you are trying to access how it's expired.
Okay. I'll let our tech team know. It might still just be pulling off of the old one and then sending it out that way. I'm not sure why. I did want to say the voice verification that I read says that it bills on the 31st. Obviously not every month has 31 days. It'll bill on the last day of the month, be it the 30th or the 31st.
All right.
All right.
Gotcha.
So you're all set and squared away for that 3 o'clock callback. I'll send you a client calendar invite for that, and you'll get that to your email inbox in just a minute here. Okay. Thanks again, Carrar.
Appreciate your
time, and we're looking forward to getting this going for you again. You take care. You have a great day.
No problem. Appreciate it, bro. Thank you so much.
Thank you, too. Thanks a lot. Bye now.
Bye.